Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Boz Berger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Krivic fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Krivic. Quell moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Almada reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. QL is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Appling reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Weaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Almada moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Stone moves to third. QL moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stone scores. QL scores. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Weaver hits a pop-up towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Almada moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Almada moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Berger reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to third. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons bunts towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Pete covering, for the out. QL moves to third. Meyer moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Monty Weaver. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid Cohen now pitching. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the mound. Cohen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tony Renza pinch hits for Mule Haas. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pete hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Pete reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Renza moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.